Hi, and welcome to Dollars and Making Sense, a weekly show about finance, money, and investing. I'm your host, Ray Trevison, and we broadcast locally on Radio Northern Beaches and nationally across the community radio network around Australia. I'm really pleased to welcome to the microphone this week Keith Reedy from the Australian Shareholders Association as a volunteer. And we are going to talk today about discussion groups. Now, Keith, you and I met a little bit about a year or so ago now, I'd say. So welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you. We met last September, I think it was, when you came to one of the investor groups that I run. So it's great to be here.
So, yeah, that's kind of like our anniversary. So there you go. It's been how quickly a year passes by. It's just amazing. But so much has happened in that time. And ladies and gents, one of the things that I do regularly, and it's really helpful for me being in the industry, is to sit in a reasonably sized group of people that are interested investors and just listen. I guess, Keith, you can't shut me up when I get into some meetings, right? But it is fascinating listening as well.
I don't disagree with that.
So, look, one of the reasons I asked you on the show, ladies and gents, Keith was crowned or awarded, I guess, the top volunteer convener of discussion groups for the Australian Shareholders Association across the country. And I've got to say, as a member of one of your Mossman groups, I really, really like the quality of the format and the fact that you are a volunteer. And ladies and gents, this is the key thing that we're going to talk about today. There are a core of people that work as paid people at the Australian Shareholders Association, but I think the lion's share of people that operate at the ASA are volunteers. Certainly the monitors are. Recently, with all the stuff happening with Qantas, we've seen the CEO of the ASA, Rachel Waterhouse, on public media talking about Qantas, for example, and largely a lot of the work that gets done is by volunteers. And Keith, you are one of those volunteers. So to open up the show, how long have you been associated with the ASA?
Ray, I joined the ASA just on 2.5 years ago, mainly because I have an interest in the share market and an interest in investing. And it occurred to me that the Australian Shareholders Association was a great place for me to gain knowledge and experience and learn a little bit more about this fairly sophisticated and somewhat complicated market area. And when I joined, I met several of the members, including our state chair, who's now retired. And he said to me, "Would you like to be a convener?" And I said, "Tell me what it's about." And he said, "Well, you're a volunteer, so this is what you do." And he gave me some guidelines. And there's over 5,000 members of the ASA around Australia, and it is a not-for-profit organisation. But there are 200 volunteers.
Wow!
Many of whom are monitors that monitor companies, and then there are people like myself who run investor and discussion groups. And that's about it. I have two groups that I run in Mossman on the lower north shore of Sydney, one on a Thursday, first Thursday of the month, and one on the first Monday of the month. And there are about 25 members in each group. And I've enjoyed the last 18 months or so and was honoured in May with the Convener of the Year Award, which was totally unexpected. But greatly appreciated, and my wife at least now feels comfortable in the fact that twice a month I disappear for a half a day to run an investor discussion group, and I must invite her to one just so she can experience it at some time.
Wonderful.
That's a little bit of background.
I think one of the very interesting things for people to realise as well is that this is not just a capital city kind of thing. There are discussion groups right across the country. And again, one of the things we love to do here on the radio show at Dollars and Making Sense is educate. And so one of the things, listeners, I would direct you to is if you are interested in these discussion groups, go to the ASA website. And if I remember correctly, it's asa.asn.au. Is that correct off the top of my head?
It's all the W's, australianshareholdersassociation.com.au.
Oh, there you go.
It's a mouthful, but And we're in the process of launching a new and updated website, which has some additional features on it. But I've made a note here, if anyone is interested to find out about the groups, there is an events page on the website, and you can look by state, whether it be New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, Western Australia, Tasmania, Queensland, and look at the days that they're on and the locations. And there are 50 active groups around Australia at the moment.
Oh, that's great.
And we have over, according to our statistics lady, over 800 members attend each month across the groups. So it's a little bit of a unique opportunity for people to meet with and talk to like-minded people who are interested in the share market.
I must say, though, one of the things that's of interest to me, because, again, we focus on education here, you don't have to be a seasoned investor to turn up to these discussion groups. And I think one of the very things that I really enjoyed was the very welcoming environment of, you know, the groups, so that if you don't know much about this, about investing, whether it be in shares or in other asset classes as well, I think you'd agree, Keith, that I have certainly found these groups to be very welcoming of people that don't know a lot.
Well, there's a common bond, I guess, between everybody that's attending these, irrespective of their level of experience. Some have more experience and are mature, experienced, retired investors who spend a fair amount of time looking at the share market. But we learn from each other. And I make the comment quite often that as the convener, my job is to organise the agenda and make sure that the venue is okay and that morning tea or afternoon tea is available. But as I say to everybody, I get so much out of it because I go to every meeting. And you learn so much from other people. And everyone has a unique skill or a unique ability. And I think that's the value of it. And the camaraderie that exists can be seen when we go to the morning tea breaks.
True.
And I have to run around the room saying, come on, it's time to get back. We've got to get on with the agenda. And it's almost like I'm corralling them as you moved your hand. But I also make the point that we go to conferences and often we would like a reverse situation where the morning and afternoon teas ran for 3 or 4 hours and the presenters only did 5 minutes, because it's in the morning and afternoon teas and the lunches that we get to talk to each other. And that's what I try to encourage with the groups that I run. And I know that my fellow conveners that I talk to in New South Wales do the same thing.
Yeah, I think it's a valuable insight you've given me, Keith, because if you don't know a lot about investing, whether it be in equities and shares or other asset classes, I think this is a great place to venture into. And I think also form some nice friendships. I mean, I've met some really nice people at these events. Now, as a licensed practitioner, given the fact that I hold a financial services license and run a fund, one of the things I think it's really important to make sure that people understand is that these are not forums for people to come and get advice, and more so, and I say advice in the context of formal advice. I think it's great to listen to other people, to get insights, to be able to, as you rightly say, learn from other people. But one of the things I think you always start every meeting with the disclaimer, and maybe it's good for you to maybe explain that to the audience as well.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of people enjoy the opportunity to give a share tip or give some and we all look for that. In fact, our former chairman, Richard McDonald, often says, I think the main reason people come to our meetings is for the tips that you get. However, we operate under the Australian Shareholders Association disclaimer guidelines. And, you know, the reality is, whilst it's a fairly lengthy document, it focuses on the fact that whatever we discuss is not professional advice. And any decision that you make about investing in a share or an equity, whatever it might be, should be based on you doing your own research. And if you have an accountant or a qualified financial advisor, they're the people you should talk to before you make a decision, because where we're not really providing advice. We're giving thoughts and ideas, experiences. And I think that's part of the good thing about this, is that people don't have expectations that this person has given me advice. It's not about advice. It's about sharing ideas and educating people to be more aware and knowledgeable about the share market.
I think you make a really good point there, Keith, that when you pipe up and say something at these meetings, I think it's always done with that motion in mind that says, guys, this is not formal advice. This is what I've done, or this is what I've experienced. But if you're going to do something similar, please go off and do your own independent research, and don't come back and cry if, for example, I heard that at Keith's meeting, and I went and invested $10,000 and I lost the lot. Keith, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no. That's not what it's about. And I must say, thankfully, all the experience I've had with the discussion groups over the last year, people are very, very sanguine and I think very level-headed about what they hear. And I think, everyone's pretty wizened. Would you agree with that, Keith?
Yeah, it's interesting because I direct the agenda, but it's up to them. The groups are run for the benefit of the members. I'm a member, but someone's got to guide it. But the members give you the feedback of what they want to discuss. It's interesting because I was talking to you earlier before we started this, that I decided just to have a look at what we'd covered in the last 12 months in the two groups that I run. And there's a tremendous amount of interesting topics that we've addressed, which included, the federal budget, its impact on investors, the half-yearly and full-year reporting season and what to expect, looking at what are the shares that are long-term investment opportunities in the market. And it's interesting that the members have now started to give insights. And the best example I can give you is at one of our earlier meetings last year, two of our members in the Thursday group are experienced investors in the US market. And whilst they didn't give any advice, the two of them put their heads together and provided, if you like, a guideline for investing in the US market, the do's and don'ts, the things to be careful about, understanding that this is not professional advice. And they're the sort of topics that I think people are interested in. And we learn from each other in the group. People have expertise in certain areas. And that's one of the great things about the investor groups, is we discuss a wide variety of topics and learn from each other.
Wonderful. Well, look, it's just about time for a break here. You're on Dollars and Making Sense, a weekly show about finance, money and investing. I'm Ray Trevison, your host. I'm here with Keith Reedy, convener and volunteer with the Australian Shareholders Association. We're going to take a short break and be back with you in just a moment. Hi, and thank you for listening to Dollars and Making Sense, a weekly radio program about finance, money and investing on Radio Northern Beaches and nationally on the community radio network around Australia. The views, comments and opinions aired during our program should not be construed or viewed as financial advice. Any commentary is general advice only and does not take into account your objectives, financial situation or needs. You should consider whether the advice is suitable for you and your personal circumstances. If in doubt, you should contact an authorised, licensed financial planner. We welcome questions and feedback, and you can get in touch with us via our blog, social media channels or email. Please search for Dollars and Making Sense in your favourite podcast platform or check out our blog at otgcapital.com.au/blog. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Dollars and Making Sense, a weekly show about finance, money and investing. I'm your host, Ray Trevison, and I'm really pleased this week to have at the microphone volunteer convener from the Australian Shareholders Association, Keith Reedy. And Keith and I have known each other for just a bit over a year when I turned up to one of his meetings a little while back and was really, really impressed with what I saw, what I heard and what I experienced. So I think it's one of those wonderful things to pass that on to you, the listening audience, and the viewing audience on YouTube and our other channels, because Keith, I think you do a wonderful community service. I guess from that perspective, it's that level of engagement that you mentioned before we went to the break, that you get a lot from it, and that you might invite your wife to come along and see, you know, this is what I'm doing. But I guess from that perspective, I get a lot of satisfaction listening to other people, because sometimes when you're investing, it can feel a bit of a lonely journey. And so when you're sitting there in a group of, say, 15, 20 other people and listening to what they're doing and what they're experiencing, I must admit I get a bit of solace that, you know, when I've made a mistake, you sit there and go, well, gee, I'm glad I'm not the only one. You know, other people have made the same kind of mistakes. Do you think the same thing, you know, that shared experience?
Absolutely. And as the group matures and develops and gets to know each other better, they share more of the things that have challenged them. Often you'll find that they'll call each other on the phone to discuss something that they're interested in, which is outside of the group. And the great thing is that you pick up things from other people that you wouldn't have expected to get. And the best example, I suppose, is Peter Bobbin spoke at the Sydney Investor Forum, which is another part of the ASA activities, or Australian Shareholders activity. He spoke on retirement planning, and he runs a masterclass. And many of our members went to that presentation. So it became a discussion topic in the group as to how we plan our estate affairs. And there was one lady in the group, I don't mind sharing this, who out of the blue just said, I have a filing system at home, and at the very back of my filing system is a file marked "the end," and everybody sort of burst into laughter. And then you could see they were saying, "Oh, the end. It's a bit glum." But she said, "Everything that I want my family to know about what happens after I pass on from this world is in the file called 'the end.'" And I thought, what a marvelous idea.
That.
And she's told all of her family members about it. And I thought, I don't have anything like that. So I have started a file. I've pinched the name. I've started a file. I'm going to call it "The End." And I don't dare talk to my two sons about it, because they'll say, "I don't want to know about it, Dad." But, you know, I mean, the reality is there's a wonderful example. I would never have thought of that. And that came from a chap that you interviewed, Peter Bobbin, who's just the most delightful lawyer, who talks about estate planning.
And I've got to say to you, Keith, having had Peter on the show just recently, I found that, I mean, wow, I couldn't believe a half hour could go so quickly. We were talking about it, and it's very topical, because my wife and I are at that interesting stage, and he was talking, listeners, about getting a piece of paper and a pen. That's the starting point of an estate plan. And I just went, really? And he goes, yeah, absolutely. And I just loved the simplicity of what he was talking about. And that came about because I'd met you at this discussion group, Keith. And so, again, I pass on my thanks to you on this show, because you've given me a number of recommendations of people to come and have a chat to, because they are just so insightful and so valuable as an education resource. And you know, when you think about it, these are people that are more than happy and willing to give of their time freely, and they do so out of a want simply to help. And I just think that's incredibly, incredibly good. Now, one of the things that we've got to, I think, mention to the audience is that not every group is alike. Okay, so what you might experience, for example, at a discussion group at yours, for example, in Mosman, other people run things slightly differently. Maybe it'd be good to cover off some of the different things people might experience if they go to a discussion group.
COVID, of course, led to a lot of groups going to Zoom. And, of course, for many people, not everyone likes Zoom. They like the face-to-face, but there was no choice. So now what you've got across Australia is a mix of in-person meetings, which is what I prefer to do, mm-hmm. hybrid, where you've got people that Zoom in and also people in the room, and then Zoom. And it's pretty much set now in place, and it's handy to have that, because a lot of people are challenged to get to events because of time, distance, or whatever. And the best example is Stephen Mabb, who's our chair, and one of his colleagues in Queensland, have set up a national Zoom meeting. And it's designed specifically for people who can't get to, because of regionality or whatever it might be, they can't get to a meeting. And I think at the first one, he had over 100 people around Australia. And that's part of the focus of the Australian Shareholders Association, is how can we spread the message more to more people, both members and non-members who will become members. So there's a number of the meetings that are held that are different to mine, and they have guest speakers. Our group elected at the early stage, both of them elected that they did not want to have guest speakers, possibly because of the fact that most presenters these days work for an organisation and want to offer their services. We have had one speaker, which you and I both know well, that's Henry Jennings from Marcus Today. He spoke last year on rare earths and lithium, and it was very well received. However, every group runs a different way. Some groups have a regular speaker, and others have morning tea style meetings where they actually have a cup of tea and then they have a discussion. So there's all different styles, and the styles are really driven by the membership, which is fantastic.
And I think an interesting one to add there as well, that and given that I had tried to start a group here earlier on the Northern Beaches of an evening, but the timing just didn't work out. But there was a strong gravitas there, for example, to form an investors club. Now, I really like the idea of an investors club, and you know, that's the idea where people get their heads together and brainstorm and come up with a number of different portfolios and decide to potentially either paper trade or real trade. Now, one of the things we do at your group, Keith, is we actually have a list of stocks, don't we? There's a little bit of you gamify that a little bit, don't you, with the attraction of a scratchy here or there.
Well, it's called an on-paper share portfolio, and each member nominates a share at the beginning of the year. We have two on-paper share portfolios, and on a national basis, we purchase $25,000 worth of shares on paper, and then I track it each month, and we benchmark it against the ASX 200 to see how it's performing. And a lot of the shares that are in that are speculative. Some, as you would know, some people would call it, I took a bit of a punt on this one. but you know, it's a learning experience, because then they report on the pluses and the minuses, and it develops our skills to be better investors. So, and then we did a model portfolio. Top 20 shares from the whole group were picked as a model portfolio, which we don't monitor. So there's a lot of groups that do that sort of thing as well, which is really interesting, because you learn about shares.
I must say, one of my little bugbears when people use language around share markets, they use that language of taking a punt. And one of the things that I really object to that language, because people that aren't familiar with investing in equities always view it as taking a punt or a risk. And I'm thinking to myself, hang on, this is not Crown Casino. We're not walking into a casino where you're putting money on a blackjack table or a roulette wheel. You know, a good, knowledgeable investor doesn't punt. What they do is they research, they make investment decisions, and I think prudently invest some, or you know, a portion of a portfolio, and then monitor. That's very different to buying a lottery ticket or putting, you know, a red chip on the number 21 or whatever. And sometimes, Keith, that's the kind of thing that, you know, language is important. And I think one of the things that when people say, oh, well, I'm taking a punt, I'd always like to say, yeah, maybe you're saying that, but guess what? When you, for example, lithium is a good example. When you mention that, you've actually done some reading. You've done some research. You've looked at this company and going, you know what? I'm going to speculate, but that's different to punting, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I think it's like the on-paper share portfolio is a bit of fun. and I don't mean that. I don't mean it that we're playing with things, but the best example is in our Thursday group, the leader of the pack, and I won't say who it is, has been leader of the pack virtually for the whole year. And I won't say what the share is, but the share's up nearly 60% for the year. And this particular person, lady, has invested very wisely in this, and she's bought shares herself because she liked the company. She studied it. She read the materials. So she's not a punter. She's got skin in the game. Because of this on-paper share portfolio, she did some research, nominated, and then subsequently bought it. And it's sitting at the top, performing unbelievably. And the rest of the group are just, you know, we just sort of, here comes the lady that gets the scratchy every meeting.
But you see, I look at that and say, that's not punting. That's wise investing. No. It's researching. It's doing your homework and coming back and making an adjudication that makes sense within the context of what makes sense for her, and then sharing that in the group discussion, I think is just a wonderful medium that people, again, like you say, you learn from each other, which is the whole purpose of the group.
Yes. The nice thing is that we also have this sort of member get member situation. So you'll have a guest come. And a person who's a non-member of the ASA, Australian Shareholders Association, can attend the first meeting for nothing. There's no charge. They sit, they listen, they participate, and then if they like what they see, they can join the group. And in order to join the group, they've got to become a member of the Australian Shareholders Association, and the cost is between $149 and $195 a year. But you get webinars, you get a two-day conference, you've got to pay for that. Annual, we have a virtual investor summit. The monitoring is just the hidden gem in our business.
Oh, because yeah.
We assess companies and the monitors assess organisations and report on them so members can make some informed decision. And then there's all sorts of resources, Equity Magazine, Peter Bobbin's Masterclass. There's so many things that people can access, and all for such a low amount of cost. So it's a great organisation to be a member of, and you meet some great people. I've met 40 new people in the last 2 years that I see regularly.
Well, we've just about run out of time, Keith. Wonderful shameless plug there, which I'm more than happy for you to do here on the show, because ASA is a great organisation. Keith Reedy from the Convenience Group at the Australian Shareholders Association. Thanks so kindly for being on Dollars and Making Sense. Hopefully we'll have you back again in the new year. And again, until next time, thank you very kindly.